I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system that is ruining our culture.
Hello and welcome to the Sharpening Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. We have a very important and special episode for you today. We welcome back to the show financial expert Terry Sacca, AAMS of Cornerstone Asset Metals, to discuss with us the state of the world economy, its prophetic significance, and how that affects every single one of us today. We all have felt it. What is going on with the hyperinflation we've been seeing lately, and how can we as Christians protect ourselves and our families against it? Everyone's been feeling the financial pressure of our time, especially at the gas pumps. So what do we do? Well, if you've been wondering that, like the rest of us, then this is the episode for you. Now, as is typical of social media, much of what we're going to talk about today will be censored and edited. So if you want the full uncut interview, head on over to dailyrenegade.com and you'll find it there. So without any further delay, we welcome Terry Sacca back to the Sharpening Report. Terry, how are you doing?
Josh, wonderful. Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you again. It's been a while. For those not familiar from last time, can you tell us your background, your expertise, and tell us a little bit about Cornerstone Asset Metals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Before I do, I love the beard, man.
Oh, thank you.
Take it. So I go back to financial advisory at AG Edwards, 14, 15 years ago. I'm an accredited asset management specialist. I have more financial degrees than a regular financial advisor. But what had happened, I think it was around the 2007, 2008 timeframe, we were doing more futures and option contracts down into the NYMEX on the floor. And we realized something was wrong. And so we kind of caught wind of what obviously we now know is the 2008 collapse. And we went into hard, tangible assets at that point. Now physical gold, silver, platinum, palladium. We kind of evolved with that. And then that's when I broke off from an old partner of mine. And then we decided to just go our own ways because I had a major God moment at that point where God wanted me in a different direction. You know, I had dreams back to back where he said, get my people ready. And it was really about what was coming in the future. And ever since then, we've been working very hard to do that. Cornerstone was developed for that purpose, to deal with physical, tangible assets like silver and gold and private depositories, physically shipped home, deal with a lot of IRAs, retirement accounts, ministry accounts, church accounts that want to protect their assets. What they want to do is keep it out of cash in a bank. They'd rather have it in silver, gold, in a vault. So it's kind of a unique niche. We stay very focused on kingdom-only business because I'm determined to get us ready, because I believe if we are prepared for what's in front of us, we come out in victory instead of on the other end. And that's the mission here.
Yeah, amen. And there's so much changing in the world financial system today. One topic that we should talk about is BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, standing for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. What is the purpose of this alliance?
Well, they originally started the alliance as a trade. China had overtaken the United States as the largest international or the largest trade exporter. They kind of surpassed us in that. And China became the dominant. And so these countries, especially with Russia, they organized the BRICS as an alliance for trade. And China then built, goes back to an ancient Silk Road from China to Europe. They started building rails from literally Beijing all the way over to Europe. And they started building the ports and the shipping lanes. Not only did they do the shipping lanes, but they now own a vast majority of the ports along the way. And I remember not too far back when they tried to buy the Long Beach port. So you can kind of see what their goal was. But it's changed. And it all started when, once that began, I contended years ago, if President Trump hadn't won, they were going to war with Russia because the banking system was on the verge of collapse and they needed a fall guy. So lo and behold, they take back the White House and there we are. We're now at war with Russia to an extent. And the sanctions they put on Russia really seriously backfired. Not only is it backfired to Europe and the United States, helping to cause the inflation, not counting the couple trillion they passed as soon as they got in office, which is the bigger reason why we have inflation. But it kicked off the BRICS, and the BRICS decided, and which I've been tracking for a while, Josh, the BRICS have been an alliance for some time to take down the U.S. dollar. So they were doing it kind of behind the scenes. They were supporting Saudi Arabia. They were building refineries. They were building relationships. The goal was really to build relationships. Once these sanctions took hold, they realized the game is up. The world, even India, realized the game is up when it comes to the, you could say, the security of the United States dollar. Before you could own, we'll put it this way, Saudi Arabia was the controller of the petrodollar. And the petrodollar is what we in America know as the American dream. You know, it's what gave us prosperity. We said we would protect you, Saudi Arabia, with military. You, that's in control of OPEC, would then make every nation in the world buy energy with American dollar. As long as the world needed American dollars for energy, which every country needed energy, we were in great shape. That made people want to buy our bonds. We were able to, you know, go into debt, which, by the way, now we have more debt in the United States than any country in the history of the world. And we've printed more money in just the last 2 years than we have in all of American history.
Wow.
Well, here's where it gets fascinating. Saudi Arabia controlled the petrodollar, and Mr. Biden goes over to Saudi Arabia to kind of beg for more oil because of our extreme high gas prices, which obviously we all know is rigged because they're shutting down refining here. And they laughed at him and said, no, it's because they're aligning with the Russians and the Chinese. That petrodollar, though, was everything to us because it was why our dollar was so strong and why we were able to be prosperous. And now that we have trillions printed in the world, trillions printed, and you have 75% of the world's population now aligning with BRICS, this is a pretty serious issue for the dollar. And the BRICS had now declared, since the sanctions, they are going to now issue a new international reserve currency that is auditable and blockchain, which is pretty extraordinary because the blockchain just proves the money flow. It's audible, and check it out, it's backed by gold and commodities. Mm. The U.S. dollar is not. The U.S. dollar is fiat. It's fake. It's not backed up by anything but the good faith and credit of the U.S. Once the other countries saw us put sanctions on Russia, the West stole hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian reserves. Other countries realized real quick, our money is not exactly safe in America, because they could easily just say, if we don't like what you're doing, we'll just take your reserves. That's pretty serious. And so that formed the BRICS to, I think, speed up the plan. And now they're forming this new international reserve currency. Absolutely is going to dwarf the American dollar because it's backed by gold and commodities, which every country needs. So it's pretty amazing.
What do you see happening with the American dollar in the next, let's say, couple of years based on these things that are happening now?
We're at a crossroad, and this is a very serious time. I don't see them back down off of the war with Russia, but the banking system's collapsing. It is just, there's so much debt in the world and so much debt in the United States. The dollar is in trouble. If, and put it this way, these other countries, these BRIC nations and China, now Russia is no longer, but China specifically, they're pegging their currency to the dollar. So as the dollar goes up, their currencies go down. During these interest rate hikes, and today they're going to raise another 75 basis points, we are waging war on the emerging markets and China. We are forcing their currencies to collapse to an extent, and we are exporting our inflation to these countries. Not good. If they speed up and they take on the dollar as a reserve currency, we've already lost the petrodollar. There are nations all over the world now that are doing energy deals without the U.S. dollar, which is very bad because, like I said, we have more currency out there than we've ever had in history. And when that starts coming home, hyperinflation to extreme collapse of the dollar's value. And that's a big statement. And I know many people don't believe that, but history tells us when you print that level of fiat, and then people no longer want it, that starts to come home, and it's, we're just washing in it at that point, like Germany did in Weimar. So in the next couple of years, if China depegs, if the BRICS pulls the international currency off, auditable international blockchain backed by gold currency, 75% of the world's population will follow. That'll leave our dollar in the dust. And it's, if it does, it happens overnight, that dollar collapses. And during that dollar collapse, of course, our savings, our assets will have a really big hit, except those in gold and silver, of course, they'll be the bigger recipient.
Do you think that the collapse of the American dollar is the most dangerous thing about BRICS, or are there other potential dangers too? Like, could that lead to more wars, or what do you see there?
I say all the above. I think not only is it very dangerous for the dollar, because that's going to harm us significantly, because our dollar will be so worthless, it'll make it very difficult for us. And the nation, as a nation that's not manufacturing, we will have to buy goods overseas that'll be a lot more expensive. So it'll really harm not only our economy, but I also see in the push for that, for the United States to stop it. And believe me, we went to war, and all this is, people might get sensitive on this, but we went to war in Iraq. We went to war with Libya. The main bigger reason of it was they were going to declare energy being bought and sold anything other than the dollar. And that couldn't be allowed. Now that Pandora box is open. So here we're willing to go to war to stop the petrodollar from being discontinued. Wait until 75% of the population wants to go to the BRICS international auditable blockchain backed by gold currency. We're going to probably push buttons we shouldn't be pushing. And I hate to say it, but I won't be surprised if the power elite would go to World War III to prevent that from happening, because we lose that level of control of our dollar worldwide. We no longer have influence. Without that influence and all those dollars printed, our dollar is not going to be worth even a fraction of what it is today. And why protecting that is your assets is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. There are other countries or other nations trying to get into BRICS. Do you see BRICS expanding in the near future?
Well, what was really shocking is just the other day, Saudi Arabia has just applied and is applying. Now, Saudi Arabia, I don't know what. Saudi Arabia is now going into Russia and China. And with that alliance, there goes the petrodollar, number one. So Saudi Arabia, who controlled our petrodollar, is now going into the BRICS. Egypt, which is one of our direct allies in the area, has also made the statement that they want to go into the BRICS as well. And then a real doozy, which is just better wake people up if they understand the impact to our dollar, Turkey. Turkey is the largest NATO ally in that region, and they already declared that they want to be a part of the BRICS as well. So this is very serious. Well, I figure once you get that ball rolling and these other nations start saying, you know, we have 100 billion in reserves or 50 billion in reserves, these countries are tired of our hegemony, and they're going to start to go into an alliance with these countries that are all backed by gold and commodities and energy. Because remember, Russia has $75 trillion in natural resources. That's big. And that's why the West has always tried to take Russia down. You know, just in the past here, we had the Nazis, which is Germany, invade Russia, killed tens of millions of Russians. Before that, it was the French and Napoleon. So the Russians are very keen on the West, and the West was never supposed to go beyond the Eastern European nations, and they just keep lying. And here we are on the doorstep of Ukraine. So this is very serious. Russia's not going to let them get those natural resources. These other countries need that energy, need those commodities and resources. So they're going to align, my opinion anyway, they're going to be aligning more and more with that group, especially now that China controls the world's international trade system. So it's a pretty serious thing for the dollar, and more importantly, potentially for the world as a dynamic, because If we do go to World War III, that's a 2 to 3, 4 year conflict that will assure the destruction of the global economy. Because remember, the whole goal of this was trying to usher in what they call the Great Reset, which as many people have heard of by now, which really is a digital ID, digital currency slave state, because the digital currency would be programmable money. Mm. Think about that. Programmable in the sense that we think you're buying too many guns or ammo, or we think you're taking too many vacations. So you're going to have to cut back, or we're going to limit your ability to spend. Think about the political hit jobs that will go on with programmable money. That is the Great Reset. We're also seeing in the Netherlands and other European countries and even Canada now cutting back fertilizer because they say it's some environmental issue, which is totally a lie. I mean, a volcano burps more into the atmosphere than the humans would ever do. But this is ushering in the Great Reset. They've learned through the tyrants of the past, you control people by their food. Mm-hmm. So they're going after food production. We're going to have a massive food crisis. But that was the bigger plan of why all of this has been taking place. They needed a fall guy to usher in the Great Reset. Coming out of the World Economic Forum, the technocrats of the United Nations, they need a fall guy. The banking system is completely disrupted. It is insolvent. And the malfeasance of the bankers cannot be blamed because they're the ones calling the shots.
Mm. A lot of this sounds like Revelation 6. We got famine, plagues, economic issues, wars. What does this connect with Revelation 6:5? First, what is Revelation 6:5, and how does that factor in with this BRICS alliance?
Well, that's awesome you brought that up, because that's actually when I started getting into this, because I've been an analyst for a while in this area. I've been tracking these guys, Russia and China, for quite some time. And I've been hollering. I even had high level dinners with some very serious military people in the Pentagon. And so we're in trouble. And from that point of view, I'm not exactly sure. So I'm sorry, what was that question? Because
Revelation 6:5.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so that, yeah, thank you. That brought that up. So as I'm studying this, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Revelation 6:5 and 6. The dark horse comes in, he has scales. And it goes on to where he's saying a quart of wheat for a denarius and a 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And the Revelation 6:5, 6 of that dark horse is referring to the period of darkness in the end time, where there'll be extraordinary inflation and potential hyperinflation. Because the money system we're using, as I put it, you know, God says very clearly, Proverbs 16:3 and others, dishonest weight and measure is an abomination. Vomit you out of my mouth type. Honest scales are a delight. Silver is 31.1 grams. It is God's money. It's always been biblical money. Because it's honest, you can't fake it. You can't make it. We've now become a fiat printing of this currency at will. Dishonest weight and measure, rigging the scales, and that is not good. Our currency system is extremely dishonest, and we're going into, especially if these BRICS do this, which they are doing it, so it's not a matter of if. I know they're doing it because they have the gold to do it. We are going to experience absolute times where it could be the Revelation 6:5, 6 timeframe. But the good news is, I believe if we stand up as people, take this country back, we may be going through this bit, as it, you know, the one scripture says, you know, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which is where we're getting ready to go. You don't have to look too far to just look at our social issues to know that, right?
Yeah.
But I fear no evil, because thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. We have all authority in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We have authority over the enemy. So the way I look at it is, we may be going through that valley of the shadow of death with what's coming to our dollar and our economy by design, by the way, because they need America's prosperity to take a hit. But I believe if we stand and take this country back, we can recreate our currency with a sort of a gold-backed, commodity-backed setup and deal with it that way. Now, what that'll end up doing, of course, gold would be $20,000, $25,000 an ounce. because it would offset the debts that we have. And that's what a lot of insiders tell me is going to end up happening. And then, of course, silver will be thousands of dollars probably at that point. But we would have to take back our currency system and this country. That's probably got to be done, you know, in the form of Ephesians, our battle's not flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. And but we need to take it serious in that respect, because for us to achieve this, we're going to need God's help. There's no way we're doing it on our own.
With record money printing, wild fluctuations in the stock market, and our devalued currency, only one easily accessible investment has stood the test of time, and that is precious metals. Precious metals, such as physical silver and gold, are a store of value, provide stability for your portfolio, and are the most widely accepted hedge against inflation and market volatility. Fortunes of incalculable wealth have been built throughout history through ownership of these wonderful metals, and smart investors still rely on the dependability of silver and gold to protect and preserve their hard-earned wealth and prosper in times of economic uncertainty. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals today at 888-747-3309 to protect, preserve, and prosper with silver and gold. Call 888-747-3309 or visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com.